we'll get started with our media availability for Valentina Shevchenko. Valentina, 17-time world champ martial artist, also the number one contender in the UFC women's flyweight division. Valentina, welcome to Kansas Speedway.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy. It's my first time experience. And I'm very glad to be here and not only see the race like outside, but also inside. It's pretty amazing. And before this moment, I have very great time.
Awesome. We're glad to host you for sure. So you have the nickname Bullet, partially because you're so fast with your hands. So talk about that pace car ride you got. You guys were moving along out there.
Yeah, my ring name, it's my coach gave me. It's like for... I think because of qualities, like not just hands, like but reaction, and I think the drivers, they have the same mentalities like the martial artists. I think that they have the same concentration before their competition that we are, and many things in common that we have, and this is amazing because every time when I, for example, right now I see them, I think in what, for example, they can think right now, what they are thinking about their competition right now. And I, in my imagination, I think they are still thinking the same that I am thinking about before my competition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great analogy. So it's my understanding that there are no fights locked in yet, but when does it look like you'll be fighting for the UFC again? Any idea?
Yes, we are waiting the title fight in 125 flyweight division, and it will be soon. It will be just in a few months. I hope to have the date finalized. So be ready every time.
Always ready, right? This fantastic. Questions from the floor.
Hi, Kathy Sheldon from NASCAR.com. Do you have a favorite driver yet?
Yeah, it's a good question, but I think Kevin Harvick.
That's a pretty good bet this week. And what else have you seen around the track that has been kind of surprising or interesting to you?
Everything. It's for me, it's some kind of totally new experience. I heard a lot about NASCAR, but it's my very first time to be here inside and see everything by my own eyes. And it's really difficult for me to say what is the favorite, because now I'm trying to see everything.
Our pit road athletes are actually from a lot of different sports. Would you ever consider doing something like that, like being in a crew that goes over the wall?
You know, I was grew up like a martial artist, and since 5 years old, I every time was like in the world of martial arts, different kind of martial arts, and every time I was thinking more about this kind of sport. But you know, it's very interesting today we drove in the pace car, and it's like totally different, like experience the speed, everything. But you know, I still like. To drive by yourself on this kind of speed, it has to be very, very brave.
What would you think about being an over-the-wall pit crew person?
I'm sorry, what?
What would you think about being a pit crew person that changes the tires, all that sort of thing?
I think it's very... the big part of success, it's on them, because they're like... they're who made the successful team. They are making the car working good, and like it's like teamwork. It's the same. It's very hard work too, because you have to know exactly what you are doing in your job, and there is no one mistake, because if you put something wrong, it will be wrong for all team. That's why it's like for me, it's amazing work of team and working together.
Absolutely.
Sam McDowell, the Kansas City Star. This is your first time at a NASCAR race, you said?
Yes, it's my first time.
How did it all come together? I mean, was it something you had suggested? Can you kind of take us through how this happened?
We are working with Brownells, and thanks for them. I'm here with my team, and this is how it was worked.
Was this something you always wanted to see a NASCAR race, or when did you, I guess, first kind of get the idea of coming out to see one?
Of course, when I received this proposal, this opportunity to come and see how it's inside, of course, it was, I said, I cannot miss it. And for me in my life, it's every time I open for any opportunity, and of course not, it's every time for me, it's interesting to see something different. And even it's like a little bit totally different if compare martial arts and race, but in the same time, it's the same.
And then obviously a big fight tonight in UFC with Amanda. Are you going to try and keep your eye on the race and that both going on tonight, or which one do you feel like you're going to be watching?
Today it's race night, and I will be totally be present in the place where I am right now. That's why I want to see without missing any detail, without missing any things, and I want to be present here where I am right now.
Other questions from the floor? All right, Valentina, thank you.
Thank you very much.